views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have a new setup. We are actually working through the studios of Transformation Talk Radio. So Brian will not be with us today, but Brian, we are sending you all our love. You can stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. And Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the air and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts that we are providing for you today are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And so it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today's guest is my wonderful sister from across the pond in Birmingham, England. Sharan Sirdar is a geneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and she follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics, which is sounds easy, but isn't that easy to do, right, Sharan?
Well, it depends where you come from, which angle you look at it.
Speaking of which, I just wanted to say, where did you come from? Because I know you've been busy. Let's catch up on what you've been up to before.
Yes, I just came back from Kripalu in Massachusetts, and that was amazing. A whole week presenting with Joe Dispenza and some other great speakers, and it was just a fab week. Really, really amazing, meeting some amazing people.
I'm so happy for you. That's amazing news. And, you know, today what we're talking about is that your DNA is listening. And tell us about that. That sounds kind of funny. What do you mean?
Well, when you said it's difficult to do that, now it's like, well, there's a reason. You can either see it as being easy or you can see it as being difficult. But when we know how to do it, it becomes pretty easy. So what we're doing is, let me just go back a little bit here, because epigenetics means that the information around the DNA, so this means our own beliefs and our perceptions and the ones that we've inherited as well from our ancestors, any trauma that they've been through comes through, and that is what sort of gets in the way of how the DNA is expressed. So when we're aligned with true consciousness, we are health and well-being. There's just no doubt about it. That's our birthright. But when we have all these other energies around there influencing the way that the DNA is expressed, that's what happens, that we show up with certain things. So all these things that show up in our life are really a reflection of what's going on inside. And the gift is, how do we get to connect with what's inside? And this is why I said the DNA is listening, because it's listening to all of these things, the traumas that the ancestors have been through, the beliefs, the perceptions. And so through the fact that it's listening, your life is reflecting that back to you. And that's where the magic is. So it's brilliant, you know, and we can look at things. Yeah.
What I like over the last decade doing energy work, quite often when people have like a dis-ease, and I like to call it dis-ease rather than a disease. quite often these things will run in families, but most often energetically does not come up like as when people say it's a genetic disease. It's more like an ancestral problem. And so why is it that some families have certain disease running down through their family line?
It's because of these energies that have been passed on. I think I mentioned this before on another show we did, but they did an experiment with mice where they got them to smell cherry blossom and they exposed them to shock at the same time. And what they found, obviously, the mice developed anxiety every time they smelt the cherry blossom, thinking they were going to be shocked. And so this was a trauma that they experienced. And when they had the pups and the grandpups, when they were exposed to the smell of cherry blossom without the shock, they immediately responded with an anxiety response. And so this is telling us that these energies of whatever that our ancestors went through, traumas that they went through, and we only have to look through the history books to see that there was, we know famine, drought, being kicked out of their own country or homes, or, you know, genocide, or, you know, we've got the Holocaust. There's so many of these things that have happened, and they all influence the way that we show up. And one of the things I was wondering is that with this mice experiment, wouldn't it have been nice if they'd done the work that we do to see if the anxiety was resolved? but
well,
I guess
I while you were talking, I did do some energetic shifting because I'm not up for using animals for experimentation.
Absolutely.
And
I
so
agree.
I was like, just like, besides like that being cruel to animals, let's clear that energy.
Absolutely.
But
I
you know, that's just, it just came up. And
I know.
Sharan, you said we like to on the show pick a card, any card from Tales from the Vector, my dragon cards. And you said you wanted to pick one today. Which one came to you for today's show?
I know we picked one before the show, but do you remember which one? I'll pick another one right now.
Well, it was Safe Travels that you picked.
That's it, right?
That's it. Okay. So I just want to say what this card is about. It's number 5 in the deck. And you can go to www.talesfromthevector, and that's T-A-I-L-S, fromthevector.com. And you can look this up if you want to see a picture of it. But all of the baby dragons always have an angel with them, and they come from different parts of the world. And this dragon actually comes from Manitoba, Canada, and it's got the northern lights in the background. And it's basically about the subtle bodies, like the energy field around us. And that's kind of interesting for today's show because, you know, like when we get in touch with the 7 ethereal bodies around the physical body, you know, we have the physical body and people will refer to that as the aura. So it's kind of one of those, you know, you can kind of detect where in the energy field someone is by that. Some people are very good at reading auras, and there will be parts of that energy field will be grayish or distorted in certain places. And that's where you can kind of see where there's an issue in the body. So that's safe travels. That card on a feng shui level would be used to, you know, if you were going on a trip, you could put it with your passport and all your travel plans. And I have one in my car so that when I'm driving, you know, just it's kind of like it's not just about traveling on the third dimensional world. It's also about navigating these different energy fields. And, you know, so many science is now proving that our heart emits a huge energy field, even more so than the brain, and that this has an effect on people in the room. They're actually have done a lot of work also with trees, and now they're finding that people they can actually measure these energy fields around living things, and you can actually see the different energies merge with each other. So it's really what you're saying, you know, your DNA is constantly listening and feeling to everything that's going on around you.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will continue talking about epigenetics, but we also have a caller, and thank you for patiently waiting. We will take your call right away. Anyone else that would like to come call in, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLoos.com. That's SarahLoos.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar, who is an epigeneticist. And before we continue, Sharan, I just want you to share your contact information with everyone.
It's www.sharansurdar.com, CharanSurdar. And find my social media buttons on there, which is Facebook and Instagram, and loads of fun videos on YouTube.
All righty. And we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. We have Haley from Maryland. Carter, do we have her here?
Yes, we do.
All righty.
Hi.
Hi, Haley. You're on the air with Sharan and I now. What can we do for you today?
Okay, well, I was curious about when I look at my money situation, I always come up with, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And I can never really, like, make plans or a budget or, like, decide how much I want to make because it just doesn't matter.
how honest are
you? It's just the question is, that because you have an issue with money or you don't have an issue?
I don't know. I guess the issue is, why does it just not matter? I mean, I'm happy with what I'm doing and I am making money and I'm venturing on something new and just having a,
you know,
it seems like a blind spot.
Okay, so I want you to tune in to how much this is bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10. I'd just like to get a baseline. 10 being like, this is really bothering me, the worst, and 0 being, I'm totally neutral to it. Where are you on that scale?
I'm kind of curious about it, so I would say a 5.
Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that when I test it, you don't really have financial difficulty because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, you are the third person in clients and people who have emailed me saying exactly, almost word for word, what you just said. So I find that interesting. Yeah, I find that interesting because I can usually get a feel for what's going on. And so in this instance, it's kind of like you have this limiting belief that a lot of people have, that you have to work hard and you have to struggle for success, because a lot of us are taught that. And can I just ask you what your age is?
54.
54?
5'4".
Yeah, 5'4". Okay, Sharan, what are you picking up here?
Okay, so, you know, you were talking earlier, Colette, about the heart energy. And you know, we were saying that earlier about listening to the DNA and through it's the heart field. What I'm getting for you, Haley, is that it feels like that heart energy is, there's something there that's kind of, it's not quite open. I'm not saying you're not open. It's just there's something there in that field. It's not good or bad. It's just, you know, and I'm working on that right now.
And, you know, as far as the dragons, what right away came up is the swimming with sharks card, which is one of the tactics cards. There's 7 tactic cards in the deck. And that card is about dissension. And it's, you know, people have this belief that there's so many people on the planet right now that are, you know, at a job that they're not really liking. And I call that your J-O-B, journey of the broke. And I recognize with you, Haley, that it feels like your energy is very light about around, like that you're connected to this project that you're on. Is this kind of like a calling of yours?
It is. I'm actually transitioning from something I've been doing for 30 years that I really love doing and going into something else that I really am passionate about. And I'm just kind of getting started with my setting up my business, although I do have clients. And so I don't feel it as J-O-B. I feel it as I'm just kind of in the wavering, which one do I choose? I want to choose the new thing, but I also want to keep doing the old thing, which I really love
doing.
You're
very you are a very rare creature. Because anyone who's done anything for 30 years, a lot of times people hang on to jobs because they want job security, they want the pension, they want to have that safety factor, that safety net. And in actual fact, I'm just getting for many, many people on the planet right now, times are changing. And the way people are doing business are changing. And things are more community orientated, even though people who are being really successful right now, they don't have any desire to change it. But that's like the top 2-3% on the planet. And then the more middle income people, higher income people are also feeling the pinch because as I said, as I connect with people from all around the world, this is what people are telling me, that business is changing, and I feel it's changing for the better. I feel people are much more aware on the planet now about what's going on. So I really love your energy, and that's why you're at a 5. Because you're kind of like one of those rare people that actually has to choose between what you were doing, and you have all these possibilities. So we want to strengthen everybody to your energy around that ease of having that. And when our careers are connected to our financial, gathering is what's coming up for you. It's kind of like when we're in that place, what happens is we have a tendency to attract people that are more conducive to what we want to do because we're in our heart when we're doing that. Sharan, when you get in touch with this?
I was picking up a physical trauma that you had around the age of 6, and that was in your energy field. That was what I was talking about earlier that was kind of there that was getting in the way of you kind of making a decision. So that's being cleared. I don't know what that was, and we don't really need to know. Yeah.
And when you get in touch with this right now, how does it feel to you?
How does what feel to me? The physical trauma
when you think about it right now, when you think about what I said, does it feel like you really have a problem here?
No, I'm just curious, more curious about like the ancestral history of having money not matter. Well, I don't know if it's like a good not matter or did it not matter because maybe ancestors were in servitude and it just didn't matter. Money didn't matter. And I don't know. I was just curious.
Well, let's clear that, whatever that is. If there is this feeling that you have that, Colette, you go on and I'll do it silently.
Yeah. What I'm picking up, this is, more of a thing of feeling, almost, guilty for having it easier than people, and so a lot of people do. Yeah. Do you feel that? It's kind of like,
Survivor's guilt.
Yeah. Survivor's guilt. And so what were you, what nationality are you? Like, where did your family come from originally? Like, were they European?
Spain, I think. European and Spain and Palestine, that area.
Okay, so, right there's just a whole lot of energy. Can you feel that? Like, that went very weak. And this is where that slavery issue is coming from. And many, many people on the planet do have issues with slavery, but what's coming up for me, what I keep getting for you, is to tell you looking good is a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good life is a business decision. So you can think about it. You can think about it if you would like to, from this perspective, that everything that's happening, that we're all handed kind of whatever we're handed. And when we come into this world, it's really not what we've done in this lifetime that that has the potential to really direct the direction our life is going in, because it's more dependent on what our parents, grandparents, and all of our forefathers and foremothers have done. And so we want to just strengthen everybody to that, you know, because what it is, it's like kind of like if I test energetically, where are you on the scale of, you know, doing really well and happy about what you're doing and all of that. It's you're close to 100% here. You're like really at your at a strong potential here. And so I say this all the time, that possibilities come out of challenges. And so, we cannot control what happens to us in many instances, but we can control our attitude about it. And so when we have a good attitude, then we tend to have more, attract better things to us. If you want to wait until we have to take a quick break here, if you want to wait, Sharon and I'll work on this a little bit over the break, and we'll get back to you when we come back and just see if we can get you down to zero and get neutral, because I feel that your energy, and I'm just strengthening everybody out there that's listening now or listening later to kind of your energy, actually, because you're one of the strongest for finances that I've heard from for a while. And so it's not, yeah. So I'm like, hey, let's all have Haley's problem. But when we come back, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com for the energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And I do want to say, I do have my second manual for my call to dance seminars out, and those are available on thetruthisfunny.com. And I love my manuals because they are coloring books. It can't get much simpler than that. We'll be right back after this short break, and when we come back, we will check in with Haley, and we are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better. We'll be right back.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my wonderful guest today, Sharan Sirdar, who is an epigeneticist by trade. And she's my sister from another mother. And Sharan and I are working on Haley, who we just want to check in with you, Haley, if you're still there.
I'm here.
Yeah, we were just shifting ourselves, actually, and everybody in the world to your energy of having so many possibilities. And
when I was first describing what I was experiencing, I said, it feels like a blind spot. And actually, there's like a little spot on my right eye, like the right corner of my right eye, that is kind of like a wrinkle of the tissue of the eye. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if that sort of manifested
that. Your right side of your body is generally like your more masculine energy, your get out there and do your energy. And it's interesting what you're saying here, because this, I have a card in my deck, of course, called Scotoma, the blind spot. And I talk about how we have blind spots in our eyes, but we also have blind spots in our personality. So we'll have things that we can see about ourselves, but other people can't see about us. And we'll have things that we, how did I say that? Okay, I'm going to say them in a row and not be correcting while I say it. So we can have something about ourselves that we can't see and everybody else can see. Or we can have something that we can see, but no one else can see. Or we can have something about us that everyone can see, and then we can also have something about ourselves that other people can't see and we can't see. So I'm correcting you to be strong to all four of those possibilities. And a lot of this energy is actually coming up from that Holocaust energy of the survivors. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like a wrinkle in time is what's coming up. Sharan, like, what are you getting about this eye?
Well, it's the right side, like you said, masculine. And with the eye, it's either to do with male energy, not being able to see what they were doing, witnessing things. So in the ancestral lineage, not being able to, or turning a blind eye to it.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head there. When she said that, did you feel that?
The energy just, yeah.
Yeah. Haley, how does that feel to you now?
Yeah, my eye felt like something in it, and I think I've been doing that, turning a blind eye to something in my immediate area. So
yeah,
makes
what,
sense.
What comes up is when people think they have a problem, it's never what they think it is, and so this is more like people in the world turning a blind eye to people's suffering is what it's about, the karmic space of indifference. And so we just want to strengthen you and all your bloodline down the line. It's kind of like survival. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, your attitude. And, you know, that card in the deck, it's a dragon from the Pleiades. And she's red, and she's the base chakra dragon. And it's about, you know, you can't, like, as I said, you may not be able to control the circumstances that are the things that are going on around you, but however, you can control your attitude about that. And so we're just going to strengthen you to revelations coming up for you, because I'm getting that blind spot in your eye. It'll be interesting to see if the wrinkle kind of flattens out for you here. You know, it's coming up like a wrinkle in time. And it's kind of like, you know, when people mm-hmm. turn a blind eye to what's going on mm-hmm. the planet, to people that are in suffering. And so,
because what's coming up is about the Holocaust, even, and Palestine, and all of these things that, you know, people in your ancestral lineage turned a blind eye to, had to turn a blind eye.
Right.
All of that, and also the guilt, the survivor's guilt thing, because that's what you were feeling. So it's kind of all connected, isn't it, Colette?
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to thank you, Haley, for calling in, because, you know, we really enjoy your energy.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Cool.
And thank you for calling in. We do have someone else who's been patiently waiting to have some energetic shifting. This is Julie from Ottawa. Julie, are you there?
Julie, you're on the line.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Okay, hi.
Hi, Julie.
What can we do for you today?
actually, I feel like the last caller sort of overlaps a bit with what I was going to talk about originally, which is just I seem to be a bit stuck in terms of moving forward. I definitely don't seem like I want a job, and I'm not really moving forward my own work either. And then I guess, yeah, I've been curious about the ancestral trauma bit. Just never really quite feeling safe in the home that I'm in. When I moved away to Toronto, I really felt that. So it feels like there's charge around, like, just safety.
I lived in Toronto for 2 years, and I found that the energy in Toronto is very much different from the West Coast of Canada. The east to the west, and that's what's coming up week to begin with. West to east, and east to west. I just want to get a baseline on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, oh, this is really, really bothering me, and 0 being like, ah, whatever. Where are you?
Oh, God, the safety thing, when I'm triggered, I think it's like 11 or 10 or something kind of high, yeah.
Okay.
But what with working on Haley, did you notice a difference with yourself?
I think it was more cognitive for me, so I wasn't really feeling it in my body, actually.
Okay. And where are your ancestors originally from?
China.
China? Okay.
China,
both of
yes.
them are... Yeah, so are you 100% yeah. Chinese then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's just what's coming up about the I thing is that for a lot of people, what people don't realize is, you know, what glasses do, and this is the reason, because this I stuff is coming up. What glasses do is they train the eye to have the focal point go to the center of the lens. So, because it goes blurry when you look out the peripheral. And so our logical mind is straightforward, and that causes people, that's why a lot of people in China, because they're, just the way that they teach in school and the cultural experience is what's coming up, that there's a lot of people that end up with glasses because it's very logical and less emotional generally. And so we want to strengthen everybody to their peripheral, which is where we sort of pick up the, you know, the energies around us more through our peripheral vision, and our more logical vision is straightforward. So just strengthening everybody to that, not becoming so myopic, and that your energy towards making money and feeling safe is like linear, when creative solutions come from, you know, expanding that and feeling the energy coming in from, you know, all directions is what's coming up. And so what's coming up is when you feel things coming in from all directions, east, west, north, and south is coming up for you, that you actually, it's more like a panic feeling instead of an opportunity feeling. So Sharan, what are you picking up around this?
I was going to ask you, Julie, where do you feel this feeling of unsafe in your body?
Generally, kind of like
right now.
I get up
right
in the middle
now.
Of the night. Right now. God, low gut.
Gut, okay. Great. So that's the energy of abandonment and on some level. And feeling not safe, which you just said. So I will work on that in the background here while Colette.
Yeah, and what I want to say about that is when crappy things happen to people, they quite often feel it in their large intestine. And that's when I test, is it your small intestine or is it your large intestine? So your small intestine is actually absorbing nutrients, et cetera, and then your large intestine is actually eliminating waste. And that's what's coming up is for you, like not wasting your time, not and it's coming up like that's why it feels in you, in your waist, and it's like being caught in the middle. So what we can do is keep you on the line if you would like, and we will come back after the break, and we'll, Sharan and I'll work on this a little bit more on the break and see if we can get you to a place where you feel safe. And I'm also strengthening, you know, what I wanted to say, it's not unusual for people to have an overlap in other callers calling in, because generally what happens is, you know, as we said, we didn't really, you know, the subject, the matter that Sharan and I usually start off with is not necessarily what the energy is about, but finances affect people and the DNA on a really huge level. And so this is a really important, well, not important, but it's a very common issue that many people have. So we have to take a quick break, Sharan, okay. But when we come back, we will address this some more and we will check in with you. This is Colette Marie Stephan with Sharan Sirdar. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I love to connect with you. You can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and you can to check out my call to dance seminars and my coloring book manuals and tales from the vector for my energy correcting cards and paintings. And I just wanted to say that I will be at the Holistic Fair on the 19th of November here. With the dragon cards, and that is in Kelowna. If anyone is around Kelowna, BC, it's at the Laurel Packard Building. It's a real fun event from 11 till 4. And also, I am having my teleshifting event, and that will be on November 16th. And that is this is about balancing these different aspects in life. So you can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. Those are available individually. And then they're also available at a discount as a package. Like I do these calls once a month for people. So anyway, we were talking, Sharon, about, what was going on with Julie. I just wanted to check in with Julie and see where you're at, Julie. Has this shifted for you at all?
It feels like, yeah, it has. I just feel like more energy is kind of going down through my legs, so.
Okay. And, you know, what we were picking up is there was a time in China where little girls were not desired. And this energy was coming in. And it's interesting. It's like that genocide energy. And so, Sharon, what is that, you know, how is that carried normally in the body?
Well, I mean,
kind of trauma in their ancestral background.
Well, it's like with if they suffered this, there's that energy that's it's like imagine like a dark cloud that gets lodged in the body, and it stays there from generations to generation, and as a result, that's what then impacts, and that's what the DNA is listening to. And so, you know, with you, Julie, the fact that you're feeling not safe. Coming from this place of, you know, your lineage, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, and this is really good because, you know, it's good for people to hear this because a lot of times we feel not safe and we think, well, I don't know why I'm not feeling safe, because I'm doing everything right. But when we look at what's behind this, when we see the energy that's coming, and in your case, from this particular events that, you know, in China, you can see how that would make you feel that, right?
And today,
infanticide in our family.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, I missed that. What was it?
There's female infanticide in our family.
There we go. See, that's what we were picking up. And so, again, this is this survival thing. And then, you know, China built a wall, and there's a lot of talk these days in the United States about building walls. I don't want to get into it too much, but I just realized that it was, I think, a year ago that our new president of the United States became president or was inaugurated or something. And there's an anniversary coming up here today is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. You know, the freedom. This is a lot of people have a lot of issues with it. This is very common to have issues with slavery and issues with, trauma when it comes to government authority, et cetera. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to all authority. And this is actually on a more individual level coming up with being able to be an authority for yourself. Mm. And so this is why I am so passionate about sharing energy work, is because we will not get the answers from outside of us that are perfect for us. And so, you know, we need to go inward. We are all individuals. You are here on this earth for a reason. and you survived as a daughter, coming through this. And so we're just going to strengthen you to, you already have come through the worst. And so people rarely get really triggered when they are operating at a lower level than they can. They tend to get more triggered when they're ready to step up and do something that really matters to them. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, that, all of that. What else, Sharon, just before,
No, that feels good. That feels clear.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Julie?
I think better. I think there's a little bit of, the tiny little bit of grief that's kind of there, but I feel good.
Yeah, well, so we're just going to strengthen everybody to the grief in the world right now, like good grief.
Yeah.
What's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but also, as the energy is moving through you from the clearings that we've done, you will feel a certain emotions as they move out, like emotion, energy in motion. So, just be with it, not to judge it, and allow it, just like you would a cloud that's moving. It's kind of like that dark cloud that I was just talking about. It's on its way out, and it's while it's on its way out, you actually get a sense of it, and as you stay with just the sense of it, it will move. Okay, Colette.
Yeah, no, I feel like it feels much stronger to me now. And I want to thank you, Julie, for calling in and expressing what so many other people on the planet are feeling right now. And Sharon, we have a few minutes left here. What would you like to wrap up with?
Thank you, Julie. That was amazing. Thank you for calling. And Haley. This goes to show this. The show started with listening. Your DNA is always listening. And I love the fact that, that every time we do this show, we always get people calling in and everything just ties in perfectly, even though it doesn't seem like it is. And in this case, both of them had stuff that was going on ancestrally that they were carrying that was getting in the way of that. So it's just amazing to witness all of this. So great.
Yeah, and what I love about this is that, those two brave callers calling in. A lot of times people are like, "Oh, I'm too scared to call in." It's kind of like airing your problems, right? And so let's look at what I wanted to say was coming to me is like it's my perception card actually in the deck, and this card is. I was in ayahuasca ceremony in Peru, and it came to me. This card is card number, I'm not sure which the number is, but it's the card about perception. Like a cat's purr has a very, very high vibration, and it's kind of like our ability to look at kind of the bright side and also being able not to turn like what is a negative situation to try and turn that into a positive. But to just let go of it and recognize that every challenge that we face, that there are all these possibilities within those challenges. Sharon, we have about a minute or so left. What would you like to say before the end of the show here?
Well, I want to say that, everyone, if all we have to do in order to be aware of what the DNA is listening to is feel what we feel. So first step is to feel the emotions that you feel. Second step is to move away from the emotion and go into the body and feel the sensation. Where do you feel it? And as you feel it and you breathe through it, consciously, just being aware of your breath and the sensation, you will move that. And that is not just you clearing out stuff for yourself and aligning your DNA to its true consciousness and health and well-being, but also you doing that for everyone in your lineage and your children and your family. So you are powerful.
I love it. Thank you, Sharon, for coming on the show. Thank you, Carter, for producing the show. Thank you to all the listeners for listening in, the ones that are listening now and listening later. Have an awesome, awesome journey. Safe travels, Sharon, to India. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.